go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 663. Today we hear from Sarah, who asks,
I'm in the middle of clearing out a room to turn it into a new office. My current situation is not workable, and I've got dreams of 6-foot-long floating countertops and Alex drawers dancing in my head. I've recently revisited some old episodes in the next 10,000 hours where you talk about war boards. I get the impression that these are special whiteboards set up to launch productivity into hyperspace, but when I checked Google and Pinterest, all I got were war-related board games. Do you still find them useful? Is there a specific layout you would recommend for optimum productivity? Pretty pleased with pasta on top, can you provide visual aids? I need visual aids.
Visual aids sounds like a horrible disease. Ow! Dork. Okay, so basically what a war board is, it's like a big task list on the wall. There's a few different ways of doing it. My favorite way of doing it is for projects that have to go through a particular pipeline of events. So if you've got like a book, you know that it has to be proofread and corrected and have the cover done and have the ebook mastered and have the cover copy written and have the paperback laid out, and have the audiobook done and have everything shipped. If you're just talking about an audiobook pipeline, you've got script breakouts, recording, editing, pickups, mastering, and uploading. So a war board, if you imagine a grid with each of those steps in a vertical column, and then each project that is currently in the works in a horizontal column, and then you're checking or writing notes in the columns as the project works through the process. That's what a war board is. It allows you to see your whole business, or at least a whole department of your business, at a glance on the wall. I don't know if we still have any photos of our war boards, as we have been itinerant.
Yeah.
As we have been itinerant, we have not had war boards, because the RV is too small for war boards, and when we're staying at other people's houses, they're not our walls, and the whiteboards are pretty big to lug around. So we haven't had our war boards up in 3 years. Can't wait till we get to our new place, because we can put our war boards up. But I will have a rummage around and see if I can come up with any old pictures of our war boards from when we were in the Bay Area or in Oregon. And maybe we can oblige you with an actual photo. So look in the show notes, and if we have an actual photo, it will be there. Thank you very much for the question, and good luck with your war boards. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.